Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. I'm so happy to have you back with me, joining me again, still in this Easter season, I think, technically, and basically just until it's Lent next year, I'm going to be saying that it's the Easter season, because that's the way that I want to live my life, is perpetually in the Easter season, anticipating Jesus' ascension, anticipating the Holy Spirit coming on Pentecost, and we are living in the joy of the Lord. And so I'm so excited to dive into God's word with you. But we have a special week this week, and as we've been walking through the Easter season, this week, actually, as you know, Renewal Ministries, the ministry that I work with, has a ministry called Be Love Revolution. And this week, I was thinking about it because some of our representatives from Be Love Revolution are serving in the garbage dump in Mexico City. And so I thought it would be a perfect way to bring some of the young women that work with us in Be Love on to talk about God's word in connection with the mission of Be Love. And so really exciting. Each day this week, I'm going to have a different guest on with me. Great, exciting, interesting guests. And they also just happen to be women that I love deeply. And so it'll be fun to walk through this time together with you all. And we're going to share about these different values, these different core pieces of the mission of Be Love Revolution. First is be his, belonging to Jesus. Second is be free, being set free by the blood of Jesus. And three, being love, being God's love in the world. And so to kick us off today, going through Be His and diving into God's word, I have Delaney with me. Delaney works full time for Be Love. She moved here to Ann Arbor a couple years ago. Delaney, welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm Delaney.
It's funny because the whole intro, Delaney just had to sit through the whole intro with me, looking at me, giggling, waiting for me to introduce her. So Delaney, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got here, maybe to Ann Arbor, how you met Jesus, whatever the Holy Spirit's put on your heart, to talk about yourself and then what you do within Be Love Revolution.
Yeah, totally. So I'm not from Ann Arbor. I've loved being here. I've learned a lot from this community, and being at Be Love has been such a special time for me. But I'm actually from St. Louis, Missouri. It's where I grew up most of my life. And it was there that I encountered Jesus. And that's really, I would say, that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. And what I love to do is all because I met Jesus. And that was my eighth grade. I know I've shared this a lot with Rachel and the girls. But the moment I met Jesus, it was, my eighth grade year. I went on a confirmation retreat and my whole life was changed, just a moment in adoration. And it was like, I had been to adoration so many times in my life because I went to a great Catholic school run by Nashville Dominicans. And they taught me so much, but it was the first time being in adoration where I looked at Jesus, and in that moment, like a split second, I was like, holy cow, like this is all real. He is real. And not only that, but I just felt his love like come over me and rush upon me. And it was in that moment where I was like, no matter what I've done in my life and how far I've strayed away from him, I just saw him look at me and be like, I love you and I want you. And in that moment, I was like, okay, everything has to change then. Totally, if this is real, and if he is who he says he is, and this Eucharist is literally his body, I'm like, okay, I have to change my life. And so from that moment, I've just been trying to follow after him the best that I can, obviously not perfectly. But that took me through high school, making a lot of friends, through my youth group, and then getting to know him and how to pray. And then ultimately, I ended up at Franciscan University, which was such a fun time for me. I was there for 6 years. Four with my undergrad, I studied theology and catechetics with just like a burning desire to really tell people about Jesus. And then 2 years getting my master's and just like receiving a lot more formation. And then, how I met Be Love and everything is kind of a crazy story. I won't tell everything. We'll leave the people at the edge of their seat. They'll never know. But I ended up going to a worship concert with one of my really good friends, and we met the former worship leader of Be Love. Her name is Molly. We met her just randomly. She sat next to us out of everyone there that night. She had a miraculous medal on. We were like, oh my gosh, this girl's Catholic. And then she told us about Be Love, and we were like, what is that? And she was like, I don't know, we'll just keep in touch. And through some other connections, Debbie, Rachel's mom, reached out to us, and me and my friend Catherine, and was like, you should come on a visit. And so I went on a visit, and the first night I went to is our beloved night, and I was like, whoa, this is amazing, this is different, the girls here are incredible, the team, I was like, these are really solid women leading this ministry. And I honestly didn't feel worthy to be here, but I felt like the Lord was like, yeah, you should come here. And so I've been here, this is my technically I guess third year, two and a half years being here.
That's amazing.
So I'm here, and I'm a worship leader here and just do whatever Debbie tells me to do.
That's awesome. That's so good. And I love actually sharing, because I've heard obviously that story, but I love sharing those two kind of pieces of your story together from the beginning all the way. Like, I loved hearing just the way that you said it just then, because friends, as you listen, like, one of the things I want to point out and that we've been talking about as you've been listening to the show over the past month, as even as just we've been walking in the Easter season, what I love about what Delaney shared is she spoke first about that original grace that God gave her in her conversion and the amazing earthquake of change that made. But then as she told her story, you see how God multiplies that original grace and carries it through our whole story, you know? And so even as you think of, as we begin this time of talking about even how what Delaney's saying connects to the larger mission of Be Love Revolution, how there's this way that from that original grace as a, what, how old are you? I was young for my grade. How old are you in eighth grade? 12?
12, 13.
Yeah. How then the grace that he gives us as 12, 13-year-olds when we meet him in a particular way, how he weaves that even into like our professional lives and the things that he's going to call us to do and who we're going to be around and all of these different things, and how he just, I'm just struck by like, God's faithfulness, even just as you tell your story, even though I've heard it before, God's faithfulness to his original grace of transformation that he gives almost as a promise, you know, and he's like, now I'm going to carry that through, you know, and this first principle that we talk about, because the core of Be Love Revolution, which if you haven't heard of it, friends, is a ministry for middle school and high school girls where we want people to encounter the person of Jesus, just as Delaney spoke of. And so our first pillar really is be his belonging to God. And even just Delaney, in your own life, before we even get to what we do with the girls, in your own life, if even from that original grace of transformation, like how have you experienced belonging to the Lord, and what does it mean to you to be his?
Yeah, this is my favorite pillar. They're all so good. But this one, I think this is the thing I have to remind myself every single day, is that I am his, and my identity in him as his beloved daughter. This is what everything else flows from. It's like you can't do ministry without it. You can't, I mean, live life without it. It's like you're looking for so many other things to fill you. And it's like the main thing I have to know is I am loved no matter what, and I am his daughter. And yeah, just to remind myself of those truths every single day. And that's like from that original moment I had with him, but it's like it can't just be a one-time thing or a one-time decision. It's like I have to wake up every single day and remind myself of this truth, because there are so many things in the world telling me otherwise. There's an enemy telling me otherwise, that he doesn't want me to believe this. And so, yeah, I just have to like remain in his love for me.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Can you read? We were chatting a little bit before we got on. There's so many verses. I mean, even as Delaney's talking right now, I'm thinking of verse after verse after verse about being God's family, about belonging to God. But there's a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that Delaney's going to read for us about belonging to Christ. And we're going to kind of talk it through and connect it to exactly this is what Delaney's talking about. How do we hear this truth and then make a choice to live in this reality? So go ahead and read God's word for us, Delaney.
Sure. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
I love that middle sentence, you are not your own.
Yes.
And to me, like, there's this thing, there's so many things, but just right now, even as I'm reading it, different than I read it before, there's this thing of, like, I hear that sentence, you are not your own, and my immediate physical response in my body is relief. Of, like, thank God. Like, thank God I don't just belong to myself. Thank God I'm not my own, because, like, there's so much weight that comes with that. If I'm my own and I belong to myself, like I have to make something of myself. I have to prove my identity constantly. I have to hold myself up. Like, so that was just like one thing that just jumped off the page to me immediately that the Holy Spirit was speaking. What about you, Del? That was
actually the same line. You are not your own, and you were bought with a price. Just like that, we belong completely to him, that I was made for Jesus, that I was made for his love, and nothing else can satisfy that ache that I have for him. And I can, again, I can try to chase after so many things or fill myself with so many things. But at the end of the day, it's only him. And the same thing, Rachel, you were saying, like, thank God that I am not my own, because then I don't have to earn it. And it's like, I don't have to wake up every day and be like, oh, man, I have to prove that I am beloved. I have to prove that I am lovable by doing all these things, by being the perfect Catholic, by showing my faith perfectly to my friends and family and everyone around me. It's like, actually, no matter no matter what I do, I am his, and nothing can take that away because I've been bought with that price by his blood.
That's so good. And the price, like you just said, is his blood, which is the most valuable. You know, it's like you were worth it enough that someone would die for you. You know, like you're ransomed with a price. You're bought back from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light with a price. And that price is the blood of Jesus, you know, which I love in scripture. Paul says somewhere else, if like the blood of Jesus is so powerful that if Satan had known and had any concept of how powerful the blood of Jesus is and what spilling a drop of it would do, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory.
That's crazy.
You know? And the reason he was like, I never would have done it, is because it bought you back. It bought me back. And so, like, this is so good. It's, like, great to sit here. And I know even me in my prayer, I, like, sit and I'm like, yes, Lord, so good. And then I go off in my life. So how do you in your own life, and then even the girls that we work with, like, how do we help them? How do you choose to live in this? Like, what does this actually look like in, like, the nitty-gritty of life to actually be like, no, I belong to Christ? Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is something we talk a lot about with the girls, is that we're in a battle. Mm. And even at camp, our Pine Hills Girls Camp, we bring out a sword and we have this night where we literally go to battle.
We have one in our office.
Yeah, we do have – yeah, we have
probably
a couple.
Illegal.
Yeah, who knows? It's kind of dangerous. But, yeah, we talk about how we are in a battle and we have to fight to remain – in our identity as a beloved daughter of God. And so practically for me, this is, I mean, something I deal with every single day, is like trying to not listen to those lies, and I actually have to fight against it, because if you're not fighting, the enemy is going to win.
Yeah.
And so I have to remind myself every single day of those truths and then renounce the lies. And that's what we love to do with the girls too. And when you do that with the girls, it's like, you just see, like, that is what brings so much freedom, is when they're like, oh my gosh, like, this is true. Like, I don't have to live in these lies anymore. It's like they truly become who they're meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. I love that. I was thinking about it's March, so I've been really caught up dramatically in every possible way in my life in college basketball, both women's and men's. And I love the UCLA women just won the national championship, and their coach, who's a strong Christian, she was saying just a lot of inspirational stuff. But one of the things that she said is, she was like, I'm proud that we won this national championship, but like, what I'm more proud about is these girls' commitment to our mission. And it's commitment to our mission and our values, and not their feelings, that allowed us to enter into our destiny.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, that's spiritual, you know? But it's like literally exactly what you're saying, of like being like, okay, like, what is the truth that God has said about me? And so we have like 30 seconds, Delaney, like, listening, if there's teenage girls listening, or especially like if there are parents listening that like their daughters are like struggling with this reality of belonging to God, like, how would you encourage them in like 15 seconds?
Yeah, well, something that you just said is, I just love that this is not based on our feelings. This truth about who we are is not based on how I wake up one day, what I see, when I see myself in the mirror, and what I say to myself. It's like, this truth is based on the very fact that because I have a heartbeat, because I'm alive, God is loving me. And if he stopped thinking about me for a millisecond, I would literally cease to exist. So the very fact that I have breath in my lungs and a heartbeat means that I am loved, and so are you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Friends, that's Delaney here with me from Be Love Revolution, talking about Be His. I wish we had all week that we could go through this one principle. But thank you so much for joining me. Join us again tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.